This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 12th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the skies over Israel are clear, with a gentle breeze sweeping across Jerusalem. Tel Aviv enjoys a sunny afternoon, while Haifa experiences mild temperatures. In Eilut, it's a warm day, perfect for enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just minutes ago that Iranian military personnel were killed in American strikes. American forces launched these attacks during the night. Also, Israel Hayom reveals private jets, villas in Switzerland, and ultra-Orthodox paparazzi are involved in the secret vacations of the Rebs. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports that Iran attacked Jordan, Kuwait, Oman, and Qatar with drones and missiles earlier today. Three people, including a child, were injured in Kuwait. Separately, JNS has declassified the IDF's first operational order of the Second Lebanon War. The order indicates preparation for massive Katyusha rocket fire on the home front. And finally, I-24 News reports that the Palestinian Authority is urging UNESCO to bypass Israel's management of West Bank heritage sites. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago that the IDF has conducted an airstrike in Gaza City. The target was a Hamas site set up for weapons production. Raylan Givens, a political analyst, wrote moments ago about Representative Ro Khanna's controversial visit to Israel. He claims Khanna's actions are seen as an attempt to deflect from reports of financial support for a controversial figure. Open Source Intel, a conflict analyst, shared minutes ago that former President Trump told NBC the Strait of Hormuz is open. He described the Iranians as very evil and sick people, referring to recent tensions. Now for more on those stories, starting with the American strikes reported by Walla. The attacks, aimed at Iranian military targets, followed recent escalations in the region. The consequences could further strain U.S.-Iran relations, affecting diplomatic efforts in the area. Turning to the secret vacations of the Rebs, as detailed by Israel Hayom, this report uncovers the luxurious retreats of religious leaders, highlighting a lifestyle often shielded from public view. Such revelations may stir discussions about transparency and accountability within these communities. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights Iran's aggressive actions earlier today. Their attack on neighboring countries marks a significant escalation following U.S. strikes. The regional stability is at risk, with countries like Qatar condemning the dangerous escalation. Turning to the declassified IDF order, JNS reveals preparations from the Second Lebanon War. The document showcases the strategic foresight by Israeli forces amid threats of rocket attacks. Understanding these past military strategies can inform current defense policies. Finally, the Palestinian Authority's push towards UNESCO, as reported by I-24 News. This move seeks to challenge Israel's oversight of West Bank heritage sites. The implications could impact cultural and political tensions in the region, emphasizing the complex dynamics of heritage and sovereignty. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Strauss has achieved a turnover of 7 billion shekels. This positions it among concentrated companies, impacting its future regulatory requirements. Separately, CTech notes that ExxonMobil is eyeing the Israeli market. Discussions with Energean for a joint gas exploration bid signal potential competition in the sector. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that Israeli quantum startups Quantum Art and Classic are in talks for Wall Street listings. These potential SPAC mergers highlight the growing investor interest in quantum computing, reflecting Israel's innovative edge in technology. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.